Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of With Silent Screams by Steve McHugh, performed by James Langton. Prologue. New York City, New York, 1977. I do not like flying. I've been told it's perfectly safe, that it's the future of travel, and about 100 other things which I'm sure the sane part of my brain agrees with. The other part of my brain doesn't like the idea of being tens of thousands of feet in the air, in a small metal tube, with large quantities of jet fuel. I don't like the fact that my life is in the hands of people I've never met, from the pilots to the repair crew. More than all of that, though, I really don't like the fact that flying makes me feel mortal. And as a nearly 1,600-year-old sorcerer, that isn't a very nice feeling at all. But when friends call saying they need my help, I'll brave this ludicrous form of travel and get there as quickly as possible. Even so, as the DC-9 came to a standstill outside the gate, allowing all of the passengers to exit into the terminal, I felt a moment of relief. JFK Airport is massive, on a scale that's hard to convey, and that's not just including square footage. The sheer number of people inside the airport was almost overwhelming, and I was grateful to finally get outside. "Nathan!" a man shouted as he walked away from a red Ford Mustang and took my hand in his, shaking it vigorously. "Roberto," I replied with a smile, as I dragged my hand free of his grip. "You said you needed my help with something." The smile on his face vanished, and he placed a hand on my shoulder, moving me toward the car. "We'll talk once we're on the road. We've got a bit of a drive ahead of us." "And where would that be to?" I asked across the car's roof as I put my bag in the boot. "Portland, Maine." I paused. "You still work for Avalon, yes?" Roberto nodded and got into the car. I sighed and followed suit. "How long is this drive?" I asked after he turned the engine on and pulled away from the airport.
7 hours, give or take a few minutes.
So, you've got plenty of time to tell me what the hell is going on." Roberto was quiet for a while, as the traffic around us began to get heavier. I didn't want to disturb him too much when he was driving. He was new to the concept of driving, and I wasn't sure he could drive and hold a conversation at the same time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?